Have you tried any of this on people who have been diagnosed with chronic pain to where they're getting medicine for their ailment or their condition?
Oh, yes. We have people who are being referred to sometimes with chronic pain. And very often, you see, what they don't realize is that they may not be, I'm just going to run through a scenario. They may not be asking for what they need or want, but they're feeling resentful and angry because nobody around them is doing something, which causes mm-hmm. them to feel, you know, anger and resentfulness. And, you know, when you're angry, you have a physiology that goes with that. So, for instance, when you're angry, where do you feel it in your body?
Well, I imagine for me, I probably it starts in my stomach and it starts to rise up to my eyeballs.
Yep. And it gets in your
But maybe it's my back, maybe it's my neck, and it all depends on what part of my life I'm in.
Yep. Well, all right, so we start to have this tenseness that's going on. So if we've got back pain or joint pain or neck pain, and mm-hmm. we start to get neck, tense in our neck, for instance, in our back, because we're so angry, it triggers our pain. So, people who have fibromyalgia, for instance, sometimes come to our course, and they deal with a lot of pain. And in many cases, they're very frustrated because it's either taken a long time to be diagnosed, or they felt like the people are looking at them as not being, you know, it's all in your mind kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they get under stress, their symptoms are triggered. And this helps them begin to notice the triggers so that they can step back and do it differently, take a breath, ask for what they need, or listen to an assessment as just an opinion. They begin to change their body reaction, their automatic body reactions, and replace them with new behaviors that help them control their symptoms.
Well, you know, it's so exciting. I mean, basically it comes down to management.